We are hairs, children of God. Welcome to another episode of We Are Hairs, We Are Children of God. And it is right time for us to come into a place of knowing that we are loved by the Father. We are cared for, and there is nothing that is impossible to take away that. Come on, invite a friend and tell them, come and tune into the hairs. We are the hairs. We are hairs, children of God. Our program runs every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. And anytime you hear, we are hairs, children of God. And remember, in the lyrics, there is a verse that says, someday Jesus is going to come and take us home. When he comes, hallelujah. When he comes, hallelujah. It is a blessing to know that you are a heir to the kingdom of God and that you live like a heir to the kingdom of God. It is very, very important. To all, the Bible says, to all who have believed in him, to them in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, he has given the right to become the children of God. Are you a child of God and you are there? You've believed in Jesus to be your Lord and personal Savior? Come on, you are a child of God. Brace yourself, because it is an opportunity for you to know what belongs to you. What are your rights? You as a child of God. What are you? Who are you? How are you supposed to behave? How are you supposed to live your life here and there? Come on. We Are Hairs is here for you. And every day of the week on Tuesday, tune in to NPC Online Church and your life will not remain the same. It is a blessing to know that you are listening to us. A big up to you all who are tuned in from Namgongo, from Zambia, from Chibuli, from different parts of the world. We really send you greetings. Those ones who are listening to us from Netherlands and US, big up to you. Greetings to all the people who are out there. And every time you spend some 1 hour during the course of the week to listen to the hairs, we are the hairs show on NPC Online Church. Thank you so much for following us on YouTube, for being there for us on every platform, the Twitter handles, the YouTube, the TikTok and others. Come on, big up. Very soon we shall have various platforms where you can reach out to us. And in case you would like us to know that you are listening to us, every time we say send us a comment on any of those platforms and we shall be in position to reply to them immediately. And big up to Nabagere Karecho and the family, Lule Jovan, Nelson Juma, Kalema, wherever you are, big up to you. Thanks so much for listening to the Hairs show. Well, it is a great, great opportunity. We are here. Greetings to my wife, my beloved wife, my son, Prince, and my beloved wife, Kisha Pitoa. Greetings to you all. And Kataeva, of course, not forgetting the man himself who is always in the studio mixing and making sure that we are online. Big up to you and to everybody. Pastor Eric, Pastor Senyange, and every member of Namgongo Pentecostal Church, we love you so much. And Keep up the spirit of educating us and continuing to come for fellowship. Your life will not remain the same. At Namgongo Pentecostal Church, we say we are one, we love each other, we are diligent, and we serve the Lord above it all. Keep it up, and your life will not remain the same. Well, another episode has come for We Are Hairs. Last week, we were here, and we got an insight into the character. Still, and we looked at very many things concerning character, and we looked at how do we become people of good character. And then we said it is not about the family traditions, not culture. We said it is not about what your understanding about character is. It's not all about you doing something in a different way, but it is all about doing what the Bible teaches about character. We looked at examples of various characters that Christians, we children of God, should have. And some of the characters that we looked at was the consciousness, you being conscious of what is happening around you, sensitivity, you being sensitive of what is happening around you, and love, faith, etc. If you missed out on that, you can follow some of the show the previous show that we have made on those platforms that I've told you, and you'll be in position to receive them. In case you can't find them all and you really want to listen to the previous episode, you can send me a hi, send me your previous episode of the Christian character development, and I will send it to you. You can write down 070-1459-836 on my WhatsApp, and you'll be in position to receive the lessons that we are doing here. Still today, we shall continue with our character class. We as children, the heirs of God, we need to have character. Character, we said, it is the willingness to do what is right and not what is wrong. The willingness to do what is right. And then character also is who you are in the dark, when nobody is seeing you, behind the curtains in your room, who exactly is you? So we looked at that and we're like, you know, how can I know my character? Then we looked at various things, various examples of characters. You might have one character, and then which is strong, and then you might also have a character which is not very strong, but other people will say, you've heard people say this guy has a bad character. Heard people say this guy has a bad character. It's always very abusive. He's the opposite of the good character. If we are talking about faith, he's totally faithless. Eh? Taina kukiriza, like you the younger, eh? For you, you are the opposite of what is good, the opposite of what is right. So we term that as somebody who has bad character. Bad character. And then we also have people in our societies who call themselves bad character. Tell you, man, I'm bad character. Don't joke with me, I'm bad character. Because these guys can put you in your place, eh? They can put you in your place. You come with your smile, showing them, you know what, you are loving, you want to show them all the love, and then they are like, man, ani go sesa sesa guru, jo sinika sinika. You get it? They pour cold water on you. And these people, we sometimes the English word says they were bathed in bitter lemon. So all the time you see them very bitter people. They cannot do anything. They are there all the time frowning. Eh? That kind of character. Then you find somebody, instead of being generous, they are actually very stringent. They are very stingy. Stingy Christians. Stingy children of God. Eh? You find somebody. Okay, we are all children of God. Remember in our very, very, very first episode, we spoke about the orphan spirit. But then we have Christians who are very, very stingy. Ngana sawola kuwa wade nechukumi. Alaba, the guy has money. But then, instead of being a little generous, you know, God has given us all the things. He has given us a lot of good things. But then, you find a Christian who is actually the opposite. We are developing Christian character here, but then you find a Christian who is totally the opposite of what a Christian should behave like, of what a child of God should behave like. So you find them there and they're like, okay, for me, you can talk to me about anything, but the moment you talk to me about giving you something that belongs to me, they are out. Actually, the Bible calls them very extravagant people. They want everything for themselves and nothing for others. So you find them buying a lot of land and they don't want to give to others anything. You find them exploiting the widows, exploiting the poor, the orphans, etc. So those people are termed as bad character people. So today we are going to see the origin of bad character. The origin of bad character. Last week we looked at good character and we said the good character comes from God. Eh? We looked at various things that we can do to make sure that we have good characters. In the Bible, we see very many examples of people who are of bad character. If time allows, we shall share some of those examples of those people in the Bible who have a bad character. But the origin of bad character. Why do some people have bad character or a lack of character? Is this badness built into us by God at our birth, or it is our nature originally bad? You know, we have heard people say, "Oyo mwana we chibi, eh? Oyo mwana we chibi." Therefore, bamula banga character ye tefanagana ya muntu ali Christian. So they end up saying, "Oyo mwana wa chibi is a person with a bad character. Is a person you find doing the smoking, doing the drugs, doing the a lot of things, and you end up being judged in that way." So how do we build our character? Where did the origin, what is the origin of bad character? We say somebody is filled with a lot of sin. As we develop in life from our birth, do we develop a good character or a bad character? Is it something we can do something about, or we are just programmed by God to be good or bad? Have you ever asked yourself, "Man, for me, I am the way I am. I am the way I am. Did God program us to be like that?" And how do we answer these questions that I've been asking? Well, if you answer that God programmed you to be bad, then that means that the topic of character development shouldn't be discussed at all, because God actually did not create us to be bad. He did not create us to be bad. But what caused us to be bad? What brings about that character that people say this guy has a bad character? We take examples like people who choose to be what they are. And then they blame it all on another person. Eh? They're like, "You know, just because you, my mom, my dad, you did not give me good advice, so I am this." You get it? Just because you guys never got married, like you started staying together out of wedlock, so I am also going to be like this. Then they blame it on another person. Other people blame it on God. They say, "If God had not created me in Africa, I would be very rich. If God did not put me in Namgongo, maybe if he had placed me in why did even God put me in Namgongo?" You get it? Why did even God put me in Africa? Out of all the places in the world, at least he would have thrown me to Asia. You get it? So they end up blaming, shifting the blame from one person to another. But where do these bad choices come from? If you have your Bibles, you can open in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 32. Chapter 1, verse 32. Then we see some few origins there. Romans chapter 1, verse 32. Verse 32. There are very interesting origins there. We can borrow a leaf from, then we can look at exactly where does bad character come from? How do we become people of bad character? So, let me begin from up a little. Let me begin from up a little and run us through very fast. We can begin like from verse 25. It says, "They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Now here, God was talking about Paul's letter to the Romans. He was writing to the Romans, but reminding them of what had happened with the children of Israel. With the children of Israel in Egypt. So here he was telling them, the Romans, that these people, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Which people are doing that? The people, not God, right? The people are exchanging the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Still, we are seeing here We are seeing here, people. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. Even their women exchanged their natural use for what is against nature. Okay? Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of women, burned in their lust for one another. Men committing shameful acts with other men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. Verse 28 says, and since they did not regard it as worthwhile to keep God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a depraved mind to do improper things. They are filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, greed, malice. They are full of envy. They are murderers. They strive, deceitful. They are slanderers, they are backbiters, they are haters of God, they are insolent, they are proud, they are boasters, they are inventors of evil things, they are disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unforgiving, unmerciful, knowing the judgment of God, and those who commit such things are worthy of death. They do not only do them, but take pleasure in those who do them. So here, we are actually looking at the choices that people have decided to make, not the choices that God has decided to make. Okay, because here, there is somewhere we have read and said, because they hardened their hearts, because they chose to live that kind of life, God also decided to let them live the way they had decided to live. But it is nothing to do with God. It is nothing to do with God bringing the bad character. So we can disqualify the concept, the misconception, that you know what? Bad character comes from God. Oh, we can even read Romans chapter 2, verse 5 to 10. Romans chapter 2 verse 5:10. Still, he was addressing the same people, the Romans, those days. You know, the Romans had a lot of issues concerning their character and what exactly they had thought character meant. But in accordance with your hardness and unrepentant heart, you heap up for yourselves wrath for the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Here, the Bible is actually telling us, because of your hardness and unrepentant heart, you heap up for yourselves wrath. That means it is you yourself. It is you yourself, not anybody else. Character development is an issue of a Christian themselves, not somebody else. Not somebody else, but it is you yourself. So, after knowing all that, we develop bad character because we choose to become such. We choose to become such. So today, if I decide to become proud, it is my choice that I've made, because there is a choice to make between good and bad. So if you choose to make the bad choice, it is not somebody else who has made that choice for you. It is you who has made that choice for yourself. So it is what we choose to become. So no one makes us. We can try to place the blame on everyone and everything else. But if we are honest, we know where the blame needs to be placed, and that is on yourself. So if you're not going to live in a good way with a developed Christian character, then you have made that choice yourself. This Sunday, we had a discussion with some youth during the discipleship class, and we were talking about character. And then we came to realize that character is actually doing what is right, no matter how hard it is. No matter how difficult it may be, you choose to do what is right. You decide that, you know what, I am going to be respectful. I'm going to be respectful. It is a good character to be respectful, paying reverence to every people of every age. The Bible says, Paul writes to Timothy and tells him, Timothy, be an example to all believers. And he tells him, treat young men as you would treat your own brothers. Treat older women as though you would treat your mother. Treat younger sisters, younger ladies as you would treat your sisters. And older, younger brothers as younger men as you treat your brothers. So it is basically what you have chosen to do. So if it is hard for you to do that, then do it anyway, because it is you're developing your character. You're developing your character. So there are the choices that we make. So what are the choices that we make, and how do we make them? So one, we can choose to go against our conscience. You go against your conscience. So the origin of bad character is choosing to go against your conscience. And at times your conscience is going to tell you, you know what, Emmanuel, what you are doing is not right. And then for you're like, Emmanuel, what you're doing is right. Abaganda bagamba oyo mwana ainetwe umwana no mugamba tokola kino asigala akikola wado mutwe gwe gumugamba ekyokola si kirungi era asigala akikola. So it is choosing to go against your character. You choose and you're like, man, I mean, against your conscience. Your conscience is telling you what you are doing is not right. Emmanuel, stealing is not right. But then you're like, my conscience, stealing is right. You get it. Then you end up doing it. So you choose to go against your conscience. There are verses there to see. We can look at 1 Timothy. I love this one. What Paul writes to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. Now the Spirit clearly states that in the later times some will depart from the faith, giving attention to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared as with a hot iron. So here you are having your conscience. Your conscience is telling you, you know what? Do this all the time. It is giving you the negatives. It is giving you the negatives instead of the positives. Some friend of mine today, we were having a discussion, and she was like, you know what? For me, I just choose not to. I choose not to have friends. I don't have friends not because of anything, but I just don't want to have friends. Why? I asked. Then she was like, friends are all the same. They are disappointing. They are arrogant. They want to be in your space all the time. You know, somebody wants to be there. But that is your conscience anyway. Your conscience is telling you, don't have friends. Your conscience is telling you, be alone. Your conscience is telling you, do not go to church. Your conscience is telling you, abuse. Your conscience is telling you, do this, do that. Then you choose to follow what the negative conscience is telling you instead of following the right one. So, one of the origin of bad character is purely the going against your conscience. Then, choosing, we can also say that another origin of bad character is choosing to listen to doctrines which are not right. Choosing to listen to the doctrines which are not right. Like you've been to churches, and some Christians, some heirs of the kingdom of God, they choose to go. You see purely that the church where you're going to is actually preaching a wrong doctrine. Then you're like, that's where I want to go. I want to be there. And actually, for us the youth, that's where I want to be. We want to be in a place where we feel comfortable. We want to be in a place where you feel, man, there is no pressure, there is this, they are telling us it's okay to have to fornicate, the grace of God is sufficient, it is free to be in this and that, it is okay to do drugs, it is okay to then you continue listening to such teachings, but also you're like, okay, that is what I want. So choosing to listen to bad doctrines, to doctrines which are not of God, and other people say those are deceiving spirits, you choose to listen to the deceiving spirits, just like Timothy was told in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, you choose to listen to what is not okay, to listen to what is not right. Then another origin of bad character is we can choose to associate with evil companions whom we allow to influence us in the wrong direction. You choose, like, you know what, I'm going to have friends who behave in a certain way. The Bible says, is it the Bible? Mulira gwoita naye nkubulire ki? Kubulire mpisa zo. Tell me the person you move along with and I will tell you your character. So when you choose to move with a certain group of people, you as a child of God, you as the heir of the throne of God, then you are going to develop their characters highly. For example, we live in an immoral world where we have discos, where we have a lot of clubbing. You choose to move in a character in a group of people who love doing parties, who love going out to clubs and drinking and doing girls and smoking, doing drugs and all those things. You end up, chances are very high that you as a child of God, you end up a being like them. In the book of, I think it is Titus, where he says, go into the world and snatch the people out of the world, but make sure that you are not snatched. So chances are very high that usually if we walk with people who have bad characters, like the ones that the Bible has described previously in the book of Romans, the haters, the immoral people, the ones who hate each other, the ones who are immoral in a sense of ladies sleeping with ladies and men sleeping with men, chances are very high that you will develop their character. So choose your companions well. Choose your companions well. The people you associate with, chances are very high that you end up being like them. End up being like them. Get some time, read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33 and Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10 to 16. They will tell you about character. Remember, bad character ruins your character. Bad character, bad company ruins your character. So if you choose to be with a good company, you will develop good character. But if you choose to be with the wrong company, then you will be ruined. You will be ruined and develop bad character. Well. Our time is going. And after this short musical break, we shall come back and continue with some of the origins, how we become people of bad characters. We are heirs, children of God.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you so much for keeping tuned onto NPC Online Church, and it is a privilege to be speaking to us today. It is a privilege to get to know that you are listening to me right now. My name is Pitua Emmanuel, and I am so happy to be speaking to us today about character development, building a true character according to the Bible, not according to what the world says. Remember last time we said our culture, our traditions, our family usually plays a big role in influencing our character. But then the bigger choice today we have seen that basically the bigger part, the person who plays the biggest part is you, and it is basically through your choices. And before we left, we saw that our character can be influenced mainly by the choices we make, and we saw that we can choose to go against our conscience, we can choose to listen to bad doctrines and continue following the bad doctrines. We have seen that we can choose to associate with evil companions whom we allow to influence us in the wrong direction. Then we have looked at various scriptures. You can follow up and listen to our replay tomorrow so that you can see, you can learn in case you've just joined us. And it is a privilege to continue with this as well. We are looking at the choices that we are making, we as heirs, we as children of God. And another origin of bad character through our choices is that we can choose to allow selfish and unfit parents to affect the decisions that we make. You've been in an environment where your parents are influencing a lot of the choices that you are making. I've had people who stay in an immoral place, and their parents have grown up very immoral. The parents are abusive. They abuse them sexually. At the end of the day, this kid will grow up very bitter. This kid will grow up not feeling loved because of what the parents do. And parents, now let me talk to all our parents who are outside there. I'm a parent, and I know there are very many parents who are outside there listening to me right now. What we tell our kids influence their lives a lot. It does really influence their life a lot. You are the gods. You are their gods on earth. You are the people that they look up to. They look at you and they're like, man, I wish I can be like my mom. I wish I can be like my dad. But if we influence our kids in a negative way, then they are going to make up choices basing on how we are influencing them. Now, when you are talking to them, how do you talk to them? How do you talk to the people around you when your parents are, when your kids are listening? If you are an abusive person, you can abuse, you can abuse, like language, you have bad language. If you have bad language, do you continue to have bad language even when your kids are listening? If you reach that point in your life whereby you are having bad language when your kids are listening, then you are sowing a seed of bad character in them. They are going to grow up knowing abusing or having bad language is okay. Are you a parent who is there and you are a person who is always backbiting? You backbite this one, you backbite the other one, you stab this one on the back, you stab the other one on the back. At the end of the day, your kids are going to copy what you are saying, what you are doing. They will be like, you know, if mom could do it, if dad could do it. And now it is worse for men who are gossipers, men who are rumor mongers. Man, I get pissed off. I get pissed off finding a guy very grown up, even with the beards and with gray hair. Some of them even with gray hair, and they are driving big cars. They park and then they start gossiping. Man, which time do you have? And your kids are seated in the back seat, listening to daddy fighting against the brother. That did you see the other one? Yesterday he came at home and borrowed 50,000 shillings. And then last time she came and borrowed the same thing and she never returned back the money. You are sowing bad character into these kids. Guys, Tredeko. Tredeko. Let's be back to ourselves. However, we can choose to allow selfish and unfit parents to affect the decisions that we make. So you just choose and you're like, okay, I know my parent is a bad character, so I'm also going to be a bad character. Just like father, like son. Like father, like son. No wonder people say, ha, na ye, man, wafana na tatao. Not in a good way, but in a bad way. Your dad used to be a drunko. You have also chosen to be a drunko. Your dad used to be this. You've also chosen to be this. You have allowed those selfish and unfit parents to affect the decisions that you make. Okay, maybe I'm using a very big word here. You've allowed your parents to make the choices for you, those bad choices for you. It is good, our dear beloved listeners, to always weigh between what is right and wrong. So if my parent is telling me to do something which is not all right, then I'm going to sit back as a child of God. Remember last week we said, what does the Bible speak about what you are saying? Is the Bible speaking something different from what your parents are saying? Then you are not going to do it. If your parents are saying corruption is okay, you can still, provided they don't catch you. Is that okay? You ask yourself, what does the Bible say about this? Growing up, they could always tell us, WWJD, what would Jesus do in such a circumstance? So, let's be wise, people. Let's be wise. The Bible also recommends us, be wise as the serpents. Be wise as the serpents. They are very wise. They know when to strike and when not to strike. So be wise as the serpents. So please, parents, our dear Bazadi, let's train our kids in the way that will bring honor to us. Bring honor to us. That is very pleasing. That is very pleasing. They are going to copy and then they are going to live the way you have trained them to live. So let's learn to not be selfish and unfit parents, but rather be a generous parents, good parents, the ones who are going to instill good character into our kids. Their character is going to be influenced by you, but then the bigger choice still remains for you, the child of God. You either choose to allow these parents to affect the decisions that you make and affect your character, or you move on and you're like, man, dad, you're doing that, but it's not right. If you can't tell them, then just move on with what is right. It is very, very good. Very, very good. Then we can also choose to allow ourselves to be deceived by others. Up there, we looked at friends, evil companions, peer pressure. Okay, we looked at peer pressure. No, being deceived by others still comes back to you. For you, if you allow yourselves to be deceived by others, then you are making a wrong choice. You are going to ruin your character. So how are you going to be you if people are always making for you decisions? People are making for you decisions. Anytime you hear, man, today we have Chimenke coming at Rugogo. Then you're like, man, jangu tugende Rugogo waliwe Chimenke no wiki. Ah, ngoduka Rugogo. Then next week, man, Epas has a show at Sheraton. And then you run to Sheraton. Then you're like, okay, next week we have all ladies night and we have been invited at Best Hotel. And then you go to Best Hotel and you find very many naked women and all and so on. Then you're like, man, I've I'm enjoying life. I'm living my life. That's the way we say, I'm living my life the way I want to live it. But you are living your life basing on how your friends want you to live your life. Man, let's grow up. Let's grow up. We have this category of friends. We have friends who are going to add value to you. Those ones, stick with them, man. Stick with them. You can even take them out once in a while. They are going to add value to your life. They are going to be there and they're like, man, I want you to grow up. I want you to style up. I want you to be this. Come on, let's go for fellowship. Come on, let's go to church. Come on, you're a child of God. You're not supposed to be worried. God cares for you. Man, those friends are adding value to your life. They invite you for ministries. They are there for you when you need them. Those friends are adding value to you. Then we have friends who subtract value from you. Those ones, man, run away. Run away as fast as possible. These friends are the ones who are going to tell you the negative. Eh? They will tell you the negative. But for you think you're going to make it. You can't make it. That course is too hard for you. You can't do it and pass it. Everyone who has done medicine in your family has failed. You think you're going to be a good doctor? Ogina kuba doctor muchamu. Just run away from those ones. Then they tell you all the negative things. Eh? They tell you, you know what, you can't make it. You know what, you are poor. You know what, you are this. You know what, they keep on bringing bad energy to you. You know, they give you bad advice. Like, no, just taste a little alcohol. It will quench your thirst. You know, it will take away your worries. Those friends, run away from them as fast as possible. Remember, we normally say little leopards become big leopards and big leopards eat people. So, be careful. Be careful by the simple things that come your way. Like, the advices that you receive from friends. Some people will give you wrong advice. Your friends. Watch your friends. They are going to influence you positively or they are going to influence you negatively. And if they are influencing you negatively, run away from them. Man, God is going to surprise you and bring you a reasonable ones. And the ones who will give you good advices. So we can choose to allow ourselves to be deceived by others or not. But the origin of bad character is you choosing to be deceived by others. Bad character, bad company corrupts good character, good morals. Man, be wise, eh? Be wise. Otherwise, you are a blind man being led by one-eyed man who is also going to fall into a dish, and then you fall together, man. At the end of the day, you might go to heaven, but then you are missing a lot on earth. Eh? Your character is not developed. But here we are talking about developing a Christian character, a person who is going to stand and is going to live an example, preach the gospel like the way Timothy did, through his being an example to all believers, both young and old, by the way he lived his life. So let's learn to be ourselves and not be deceived by others. Then we can also choose to deceive ourselves. You choose to deceive yourself. Then you're like, ha, naeva. Now this one. Urumuwe imba nawe no gama neva ambi. Nangi manyo kulimba. Ngani imba, I can deceive. I've deceived myself that, you know, I am going to be this, I'm going to be that. If I put on this short skirt and go out night clubbing, I'm not going to become pregnant. If I sleep around, then you become pregnant. Then you're like, nee man, nga wedi imba nyo nawe, watch kuva. But anyway, We deceive ourselves. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. Let's read there. Let's read that verse. I love it. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. It says, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become foolish so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. For it is written, he crushes the wise in their own craftiness. So here he's telling you, you are leaning to the wisdom of the world. We shall look at the wisdom of the world after reading this scripture. You are leaning to the wisdom of the world. The world is advising you in a different way. And then you are taking the advices. Okay. In the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, he says here, therefore, remember the other side, we have looked at the wisdom of the world. The way the world is deceiving us. So the Bible is telling us, do not deceive yourself. Do not deceive yourself. But then now here, we are looking at Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, brethren, because of the mercies of God, I plead with you to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. First of all, presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, holy and acceptable to God, is a good character. Is a good character. And then we go to verse 2, where it says, and do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He's telling us here, do not be conformed to the standards of the world, but be you transformed by the complete renewal of your mind. Renew your mind completely, not basing on what the world is seeing, not basing on what the world is considering to be right. Now, today, the world considers a lot of things to be right. We have the social media. I'm not saying social media is evil, but how do you use the social media? It has spoiled our generation in the way that you find somebody, a young youth, instead of working, is seated down on TikTok, watching it from morning to evening. No wonder we are having now cartoon people in the world. We are having very many people who move lives which is not theirs. They have deceived themselves that they are actually that. We are having marriages which are failing because people have deceived themselves. People have deceived themselves. Instead of being loyal, they have deceived themselves that they can be perfect, just like the people that they are seeing on TV, just like the people who are acting movies there. So you end up living a life which is not your life, but you are living a life of deceit. You are deceiving yourself. You have chosen to live the life which is not yours. You are living according to the way the world wants you to live. So that is choosing to deceive yourself, not living the real you. How many of us know us? How many of you know yourself? You know yourself and you're like, okay, this is Emmanuel. Who is Emmanuel? Emmanuel is a child of God. How is a child of God supposed to behave? But this Emmanuel who is not knowing himself will be like, okay, I'm living my life the way the world wants me to live. Everyone is doing it. If everyone is doing it, then it is right. If all the people in my age brackets are getting married, then I need to be married. I want to have a child. Okay, being married, I've used a very good word. If all the people in my age mate, all the people in my age group have children, then I want to have a child of my own. You're deceiving yourself, and at the end of the day, you're going to throw yourself into a man who is not even loving you, who is not going to love you, and leave you with a child, and then you stay there for a long period of time. Papa God is looking at you and doesn't want you to have that character. He's not going to send you away because you are his beloved child and you are heir to his kingdom. But it would really be disappointing for you to do that. So let's not deceive ourselves. Let us live our lives the way we want to live our life. in the right way, in the right way, in the right way. So let's not deceive ourselves, but let us live a life according to what the Bible is telling us to live our life. So we can choose to deceive ourselves so it becomes an origin of bad character. Then the last origin of bad character, I'm seeing our time is gone and we are left with around 4 minutes. We can choose to believe the lies of Satan. And it is one of the biggest lies. One of the biggest lies is choosing to believe the lie of Satan. Now, children of God, we are children of God. You get it? We are children of the Most High. The devil has no root and control over your life. He has no control over your life. He can do whatsoever thing he wants to do, but you are a child of God. You get it? However, when we want, our character can be corrupted if we decide to believe the lie of the devil. Now, the lie of the devil, some of the lies of the devil are this. You know, you need to work very hard, my son. If you do not do this, then people will not like you. You need to steal to get rich. You get it? You need to take the drugs for people to say, man, this guy is cool. You get it? You need to have very many women for people to say, man, this guy is a man. Eh? You need to have very many husbands for people to say, man, this lady hits it, this lady nails it very well. Eh? You get it? Those are some of the lies of the devil, choosing for you not to believe the promises of God. Man, God has promised you a lot of good things. Papa God, you as a child of God, man, you have an inheritance with him. You have an inheritance with the Lord. First of all, you have eternal life, the biggest inheritance that Jesus has given you. But the devil will switch your mind and tell you, you know what? There is no heaven and there is no hell. Come on, just live your life the way you want to live it. And then at the end of the day, you fall down and you never rise up because you've chosen to live the lies, to believe the lies of the devil. He will corrupt your mind and tell you, you know what? Even Jesus is not there. Jesus did not come. Jesus came, but they killed him and never resurrected again. You know, Jesus, those people who preach Jesus, they are fools. He will do a lot of deceit into your life. He will bring a lot of lies for you, just like the way he deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden. He will play around with your mind that, did God really say this? No, that is not what God meant. God meant that if you do this, then this will happen. God meant that this, he will deceive you a lot. He will tell you you're not beautiful. You need to beautify yourself better. Then from there, you will go for plastic surgeries and you become very ugly, you know. He will deceive you a lot of things. He will deceive you, know, you have very few years to live on earth. Then he has done a lot. He has deceived us a lot. He will tell you, you know what? Zipporah, Deborah, peace, joy, whatsoever your name is, he will tell you, know what? If you do not have kids by 45, then you're not going to have a child at all because you've reached menopause. So if you feel like having a child, you better have that child now. You better have that child now. Then you go and some person makes you pregnant. And then you start struggling with the kid, and then you start disturbing pastors for counseling. You get it. It is all the choice that you've made. The devil has decided to corrupt your mind, but it's better for you as a child of God, we as children of God, we as heirs of God, man, to know our inheritance, to know that even when things are not right now, man, Papa God is going to provide for me. Even when I lack today, I know my Jesus is going to provide. Even when things are not going on well in my life today, I know Papa God is there. He's going to make ways where there are no ways. He's going to lift me higher up, but not lower down. He's going to make make me the head and not the tail. Even when I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will not fear any evil, because Papa God is by my side. You know, is going to be there. He's going to forgive me even when I sin. He tells me in his word, the righteous will fall 7 times, but anytime they fall down, they will rise up again. He will tell me, you know what, my son, even when you sin very many sins in your life, I am there ready waiting for you. He says, I will forgive you and cast your sins in the sea of forgetfulness. He says, you know what, I will no longer remember any sin that you've made. Even when your sin is dark and dark scarlet, red as a scarlet, you know, I'll wash you and make you as white as snow. He says, you know what, my son, even when you walk through the waters, even when the winds come and blow here and there, you will not be moved, you will not be slain, you will not be drowned. Why? Because I am with you. What a privilege, what a privilege. You know, the devil has no rule and control over your life. Any lie that he brings to you, it is all a lie. It's better to stick with the Lord. Stick with the Lord today. Stick with the Lord tomorrow. Stick with the Lord every time, and the Lord will be with you. The Bible says, shun evil, shun the devil, and then the Lord will lift you up. The Lord will lift you up. So let's keep on believing in the Lord. Let's not believe the lies of the devil. He deceives a lot, but ultimately, Jesus is with us. Remember, we are the ones that make the choices. No one can force us to make a wrong choice. Thus, we are forced to believe that bad character comes from making bad choices. It is certainly possible that the list above is not complete. What I have given us is not complete, the choices that we make. But these are sufficient to show the importance of our choices in life, the importance of our choices in character development. So our choices play a very big role in character development. So our dear listeners, thank you so much for listening to us. I want to pray for you this evening. If you're there and you are struggling with bad choices, I want to pray for you that Jesus will give you the ability to come up and stand against the choices that you've been making, which is not right. And trust me, you are a child of God. We are children of God who are loved highly by Him and is ready to help us out in everything. Father, we thank you so much for everything that you have done into our lives. We thank you for loving us, for caring for us. We are sorry, King of Glory, for leaning on our thoughts. We are sorry for moving in the way we've been moving, the way we have been behaving, for trusting in the lie that you're unable to save us, for believing the lie that we are unable to do anything by our own, by you on our side, King of Glory. Father, we pray that you may forgive us, O God. Come into our lives, O God. Be our Lord and Savior for all of us, Jesus, who have not yet believed in you, Jesus. We take you to be our Lord and Savior, King of Glory. We thank you for all that you have done for us. Be with us today, tomorrow, and forever, and help us to develop good characters. We bless you and worship you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And all God's people out there say amen, 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 amen. Thank you so much. May the Lord bless you and have a wonderful night. See you again next time. Remember, keep tuned to NPC Online Church.
you for listening to NPC Online Church.
Tired, still you can't. I've been reborn into this.